This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Last week's vote in the U.S. House to rework much of federal health care and to defund Planned Parenthood is being examined on several fronts. First, there are the pro-life Republicans who voted against it, most of whom wanted more out of this bill. Democrats who voted as a monolith against the bill are barely being spoken of. And Planned Parenthood folks are nearly apoplectic, despite how their 600 clinics offer fewer services to women each year, except for abortion. The federal clinics receiving the diverted funding outnumber Planned Parenthood 20-1. Sentimental attachments to Girl Scouting are understandably causing consternation in the Diocese of Kansas City. Nevertheless, Bishop Nauman continues asking parishes to transition to American Heritage Girls, as Girl Scouting material over the years has divided itself from anything compatible with teaching and forming young people in their Christian faith. While news outlets portray detractors, the diocese has received mostly positive feedback. This is Life News Radio. It is not enough to hope that abortion-minded women should choose adoption. We must encourage the thinking of adoption as a loving, holy sacrifice. We can help encourage mothers in crisis pregnancies to not fear, but to consider adoption as part of God's plan for a child and help them consider what God wants for their child. For more information and encouragement, visit holyfamilyadoption.org. Part of the Iowa law restricting abortion was stopped by Iowa's Supreme Court last week. ACLU and Planned Parenthood attorneys only challenged the 72-hour waiting period on abortions. The sections banning 20-week pain-capable abortions in Iowa remain in place. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.